Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's trip to Europe this week has been overshadowed by questions about his job security. In Brussels yesterday, he was asked directly about reports that President Trump is going to replace him.
You know, this is a narrative that keeps coming up about every 6 weeks. And I would say y'all need to get some new sources because your story keeps being wrong.
Nancy McEldowney spent 30 years in the State Department, including a stint as ambassador to Bulgaria. She retired in June as director of the Foreign Service Institute, where she was in charge of all State Department training. She's now at Georgetown University and joins us from Washington. Welcome.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And first of all, let's start with that question. Do you think President Trump is going to replace Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State?
Well, there's only one person who knows the answer to that question, and that is President Donald Trump. The reason the issue has come up, of course, is because there were a number of sources in the White House who said that was the case. But there's another thing that's going on, and that is the fact that people are so concerned about a number of decisions that Rex Tillerson has taken in the State Department.
Decisions like basically allowing a lot of people to leave without replacing them, kind of dismantling the State Department.
Exactly right. People are concerned that Tillerson's management decisions about cutting the budget by one-third, reducing the workforce by 8%, is gutting our diplomatic capacity. And very respected figures like former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright has described this as a national security emergency.
Well, you described Tillerson and his State Department as a toxic, troubled environment and organization when you retired. That's what you told the New York Times.
I did, and I felt very sad that that was the case, but unfortunately, it's true. And there are a number of other factors that I think validate that judgment. There was recently a survey of government workers that was done across the federal government. The State Department had the largest single-year drop of any agency across the federal government. That's hugely significant. And the fact that Rex Tillerson was in Europe saying the State Department hasn't skipped a beat, but in fact, he was speaking in a place where there aren't ambassadors. There are three ambassadorial positions in Brussels. Only one of them is filled. There are positions across the State Department in Washington and around the world that are empty despite the mounting crises.
Well, he was also there in Europe yesterday as President Trump was announcing that the U.S. was going to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Do you see any symbolism there that the Secretary of State was not standing next to the president for that announcement, which we know will have consequences around the globe?
It will have tremendous and, I fear, very negative consequences around the globe. And the fact that the Secretary of State first wasn't standing with the president when he made that decision, but also wasn't able to shape it in a way that I think, as I understand from press reports, he tried to do. But here's the other factor. Think about the gaps, the vacancies that exist right now. We have no ambassador in Egypt, in Jordan, or in Saudi Arabia. We have no confirmed assistant secretary in the bureau that handles the Middle East. How are we supposed to lead our diplomacy at a time that is everyone is concerned is going to be potentially violent and terribly disruptive? Diplomats across Europe have described Trump's decision yesterday as catastrophic.
Well, do you think that the reason that we don't have diplomats in those places is because of Rex Tillerson or because of President Trump?
I think it's both. And when you look at what's happening to our diplomacy, you have to look both at what I can only describe as Rex Tillerson's mismanagement of the State Department, but also Trump's mangling of our foreign policy.
What about for the people who are working in the State Department right now, not people who have left or have not been replaced, but for the people who are in the State Department, what are things like right now? What's the morale like?
Well, first, let me say I have enormous respect for the career officials who are working away so diligently and so loyally. All of us owe them a tremendous debt of gratitude for what they are doing. At the same time, they are deeply demoralized and dispirited, both because they're missing so many people. When you step up to take your boss's job, for example, so you're acting in that capacity, your own job goes unfilled. And on top of that, what I hear from people in the State Department is that Tillerson has walled himself off from the expertise and the experience of the career people in the State Department. He's got a very small group of political appointees that don't have experience in diplomacy. And one former ambassador has described the situation as a disaster waiting to happen.
A disaster waiting to happen. So what about right now? Is it a disaster at the moment? Are there consequences at the moment?
Well, I think you have to look at what the progression of foreign policy under the Trump administration has been. So let's look at a couple of examples. First of all, we appear to be edging closer to the brink of some sort of nuclear conflict with North Korea. How has that happened in such a short period of time? And then when you look at the fact that there's no ambassador in South Korea, no assistant secretary for East Asia, you start to get a better picture there. Look also to the fact that we're entering the 17th year of a conflict in Afghanistan. Do we have an assistant secretary who's responsible for that region who can help with the details and the complicated nuances of how the conflict is playing out, what kind of post-conflict stabilization we want to have? And then look just at the news of yesterday and today. The decision to recognize Jerusalem and move our embassy there has already sparked violence in the West Bank. Almost every country around the world, with the exception of Israel, but across the Arab world, across all of Europe, to include the Pope, has opposed this decision. How did we get here? And how are we going to navigate forward? And I have to add, the State Department is scrambling to set up task forces today. They've put out a worldwide security alert. They believe that our embassies and our personnel are at much greater risk. And we're doing all of that with diminished staffing and diminished resources.
Nancy McElDowney, what are the long-term consequences of this? Is this the kind of thing, what's happening at the State Department, that let's say that another president comes in with a different Secretary of State with different priorities, that they can just reverse all of these moves by the Trump administration and all will be as it was?
If only it were so easy. And here's one of the things that people have to understand. The State Department is a career service. We bring in diplomats, and it takes years for people to become really expert in a region of the world, learn how to speak the language fluently. We've often said in order to get a real expert in the Arab world, it takes 7 years. So we're in a situation now where not only has Rex Tillerson said he's going to cut the budget by 31% and cut the workforce by 8%, but his intake of new diplomats is going down to the lowest level in over 25 years. So you don't turn that around overnight. That's why so many people are troubled. That's why so many people have said this is not just an issue about a federal agency in Washington, kind of an inside the beltway issue. This goes to the very core of our national security, our capacity to operate in the world. It's why everyone is so deeply troubled about what's happening.
So what are your thoughts on the person that the reporting indicates will replace Rex Tillerson, and that would be Mike Pompeo, the CIA director?
Well, I've not met Mike Pompeo, and so I can't give you detailed judgment about him. He's been described as a hawk. He's been described as someone who has strong, even extremist views about certain things. And so while many people are troubled about the negative impact of Tillerson's management of the State Department, they've ironically said he's more of a moderate on some of the policy issues and that replacing Tillerson with Pompeo could potentially make things even worse.
That's Nancy McElDowney, who is at Georgetown University now. Prior to that, she spent 30 years at the U.S. State Department. Nancy, thanks for joining us.
My great pleasure. Thank you.